Just imagine some very evil, moody film noir music. Ooh, that's good. Last week, we left Pig and crew scared witless in the park. Supernatural happenings overwhelmed them after dark. The fence appeared to come alive and grab Pig on the knee. A hand reached from the darkness. What can the answer be? A devilish fiend from the netherworld? Or more logical explanation? It was JVG sitting on the rail for his nightly meditation.
Radiothon.
Von Goes began to chant.
Radiothon.
Not his usual vulgar rant. So the mystery was solved and the kids left feeling foolish. But in reality, John and Co. are every bit as ghoulish. Dastardly Dan Warner, known to many as the Fang. The sockless Dr. Bellows, Nathan, Greg and gang. Revolting Peter Ewing, Georgie and their mates. And Frankenstein without the bolt, the diabolical Ed Bates. The shuddersome Keith Fuller, twice a year pulled from his grave. The Tassie devil, Anthony Morgan, when he dares escape his cave. The cadaverous Sarah Carroll, weighed down by her hideous hump. And the ghastly oral spectres that emanate from Dr. Pump. Jane Hendry leaves her coven to strangulate her fiddle, which we just heard, and that slimy, rhymy poet and his interminable taradiddle. The kooks, the fiends, fanatics make this station what it is. The daring and irreverent give stagnant water fizz. You ensure Triple R is no ordinary station, no narrow imposed playlist put on high rotation. You and all subscribers allow this station to survive. The neighbourhood is stirring. Triple R, it's alive!